Reception, open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook, making friends one plate at a time. Coming up next, it is a special from KMSU in Mankato.
Bike Rides on the Radio. I'm your host, Dan, and I'm known to enjoy a good bike ride and some good music. Please join me, and through the magic of radio and the power of imagination, we'll tie these two seemingly unrelated interests into one. Let the ride begin.
That was actually probably the best one.
I got drunk and fell asleep atop the sheets, but luckily I left the heater on. And in my dreams I wrote the best song that I've ever written. Can't remember how it goes. I stayed drunk and fell awake. I was cycling on a plane and far away I heard you say you like me. We drifted.
till the moon becomes the sun. And in the taxi home, I'll sing you a Triffid song.
Totally in love, Hank. Not with you either.
Oh, good. Good. No.
Courtney Barnett right there opening up the ride this week, Hank, with a such a fun song. You know, History Eraser. And the reason, that I find it so fun, the video contains nothing but bicycles. And they're on these like stingrays, the whole band, and they're riding in a race on what looks like a miniature melodrome. Was that what you call them? Melodrome?
Velodrome with a V.
Ah, velodrome.
The old bicycle racetrack that's all inverted.
Yeah, yeah. And they got like 15 people just screaming in the crowd like they're just going nuts, and they're wearing helmets like hard hats, stuff like that. It's really great. And the line in there, Hank, that ties this into the bike ride show this week, it's a bike riding song, because there's one line in there that says, I stayed drunk and I fell awake and I was cycling on a plane, and far away I heard you say you liked me. So
yeah,
tying it together, Hank, because this is a special show.
It is, yeah.
Yep. Dual audiences this week, Hank, as we're broadcasting on our usual KMSU, KMSK here in Mankato and Austin, southern Minnesota, out of the Maverick here in at Minnesota State University. And we're also on KAXE for this show, Hank, up north.
Yeah.
Out of Grand Rapids.
Yeah, Grand Rapids and Bemidji.
Yep.
Amper's sister stations, so.
Yeah, they're an Amper station, and you got Riverfest going on this weekend in Grand Rapids. And I was so excited about it that I decided, hey, Hank, let's put together a show on Riverfest. And now we know that right now everybody in Mankato area is getting ready for the Rock Bend Folk Festival. I understand that. I've gone to Rock Bend many years in a row and enjoyed that. But in this case, we're saying, if that isn't your scene or your thing, or you need something different, that's where I was at, and I heard about this, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go up there for this.
Yep, and I'm very jealous. I wish I could go, but I got prior commitments, and I'd have to get divorced.
Yes, that would be a pretty costly trip.
And I don't want that to. We just got a little puppy, so I don't want to get divorced yet.
Yeah. Got to raise the dog together, so it's important that the family unit stays together when raising a puppy. So, Hank, this is a great opportunity for us to do a very fun show. We're going to focus all on the artists that are performing at Riverfest on this Saturday.
They're all amazing. It's
a labor of love, isn't it?
It's a great... Yeah, great to hear all the music from them, artists.
Yeah, we opened with Courtney Barnett. We're going to finish the show with Courtney, too. But in the middle here, we're going to play all the other artists. And Hank, what are we going to do? There's a tie-in here to the opening song, to the theme song of our show.
Yeah, right. We have, of course, Charlie Parr with the show's theme song. And we're going to start the first set with Charlie, but also we will follow up with Jeremy Albino.
Yeah.
We've got a couple songs from him. in the set, and we've got Alan Sparhawk, and this one's with what? Trampled by Turtles.
Right.
A Stranger.
We'll play one from when he was with Trampled by Turtles, and then we'll play one also to start it off with. He played with Charlie Parr, right?
Yeah, Charlie Parr, Emily Parr, and Alan Sparhawk, who I guess his wife passed away in, let's see her name, Mimi Parker.
Alan Sparhawk's wife?
Yeah, yep. Passed away in 2023. And as he's, you know, I guess recovering from that, he got invited along to hang out and travel with Trampled by Turtles. They're all from the Duluth area.
And they did an album together, too. So it was at the same time, I guess, that he was working on another album of his own. So those things crossed a little bit, he said, I saw in an interview.
So they were helping him, you know, get back out there. They're like, just come along. You can be on stage with us and play whenever, you know, you're ready to get back at it. And,
yeah.
That song is called Stranger. But to start the set, we've got Charlie Parr, Emily Parr, and Alan Sparhawk. Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. was a man came home to God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the
time. Like the years I spent locked up in here. Would you cut me down? It's the only thing that I could feel. I ain't got nothing but time, 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 hard time. Nailed at a cross there. Line, 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 oh, line with you. Once we had a life, oh, so far away from here. When I did you wrong, I had to watch it disappear. I ain't got nothing but time, 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 hard time. Nailed it across there. Line, 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 hard line. I ain't got nothing but time, 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 hard time. Nailed line, 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 hard line with you.
Yeah, thanks again for coming out, everyone. Shipwreck. It's called Shipwreck. Thank you.
is holding me down. The water dead I'm under weighs a million pounds. I'm ready. I'm an old shipwreck. We're sailing down the coast trying to make the most. It's when I had to hit the deck. It's when I had to hit the deck.
You're a wreck, Hank.
I'm a bike wreck. Not a shipwreck.
Jeremy Albino there, yeah, with a shipwreck. I loved that.
Yeah, live version.
Yes, and it, what was cool about it is the audience, of course, was singing the lyrics back to him, so I'm going to make it my mission as I drive to Grand Rapids to listen to that over and over so I know all the lyrics and I can sing it back to him too. I'm going to be like, play Shipwreck! And then he won't play it and I'll have all the lyrics memorized.
Yeah, and Mr. Albino, he's from a little further north there. I think they call it Canada.
Beautiful country up there, yeah. Like you said, you could put on an album of his and just be good. You know that. You trust him.
Oh, wow.
It was so good. And before that one was Hard Time.
Yeah, recorded from a garage there. You were
just
on the
him
video.
And his harmonica.
Sounded awesome.
I don't know who did the audio on that thing, but it was like very, very tight. So
yep.
It wasn't us, I can tell you that.
Alan Sparhawk with Trampled by Turtles and Stranger.
That was a really good song, too. And then we had another one. What was the one before that? Oh.
Yeah, with Charlie Parr and
right,
Emily Parr. Blessed be the name.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're trying to get in as much music as we can. So
yes.
I think we might hear from Alan Sparhawk and his wife, Mimi Parker, and their band called Low.
We're not going to miss an opportunity to play that, and we will in this set, Hank. In fact, the Low song that we're going to play from them is How to Sing Amazing Grace.
This could be, like you said, the sleeper of the show.
Yeah, this one's tight. I mean, it's acoustic, him and his guitar, but this one hits pretty hard, and I think you're going to like it. We have Margot Price coming up, though, in the next set, and we'll tack on that Low song at the end of it. But we'll play two in a row from Margot. The first one's going to be Hey Child, and it's not the Hey Child I think that we're all familiar with from the 70s. It's a whole different song altogether.
I believe so, yeah.
And before that one, though, we're going to play one called Too Stoned to Cry. Now, Margot had an experience about 4 years ago that led her to stop drinking eventually. It was a traumatic experience where she gave birth to twins, and one of them didn't survive. She talks about that incident here in just a little clip I have from a CBS morning show, and it's interesting what her take is and perspective is on alcohol. It may not be what you think.
Was just numb those feelings. And I thank booze because it saved my life. It absolutely did. If I would have had to live in that grief, it just would have been too much. Even my husband didn't understand the grief that I felt. And I felt a lot of shame from it because I felt like there must have been something wrong with me, even though I knew it was, you know, it was just a genetic thing that just happens.
Split don't cry.
My clothes are all ragged and worn, like a sailor that's caught in the worst kind of storm. The water keeps rising, oh, but I'm getting by. I keep walking, but I'm too stoned to fly.
Thank you.
Now here's Alan Sparhawk speaking of his band Low.
Yeah, with Low, we always were trying to find something new. At the end, we were every record we were trying to find new sounds, new ways to make songs, and sometimes it's a challenge for people to hear at first, and sometimes you do have to do something very different.
Did I sense some sarcasm in there, Hank?
I sure did, yeah. That's
he hung so long on the chorus, amazing, just so long that it was almost mocking. And What a beautiful song.
And yeah, it's it's one thing to pray, but we still need to fix some problems.
Yeah, it's really something. I think he's just ripping on the cliché-ness of the song is what it comes down to. And that's Alan Sparhawk and How You Sing Amazing Grace. Before that, A Couple in a Row from Margot Price with Hey Child, Too Stoned to Cry. And that was with Billy Strings there, Hank.
Yep, very well done. Well, you'll have to get Sparhawk to play that.
I'll be screaming it out. Grace, yeah, how do you sing Amazing that
was,
Grace?
Yep, that was the band Low. So
that's him and his wife, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. When she,
folks, you're probably wondering, especially those of you in up north land, what is this show? It's the Bike Rides on the Radio show. What is that? Well, the Bike Rides on the Radio show is about bike riding, but it's mostly about music, really. But sometimes we tie in a little bike riding.
We've rode together for years, and we bring music with us on. You know, we're not going to blow anybody away with our music or anything, but...
Yeah, in the sense of loudness or anything. But we've been doing it since we were hauling CD players and stuff like that around. And it just became a thing. It eventually became a radio show as we listened to music on our bike rides.
It started with a wind-up AM radio.
It really literally did. Not that it was 1936 or
mobile
anything.
Mobile music.
But it was just one of those, that you get as a free thing from the bank or here, if you open an account or something. And cranking that thing and listening to AM music. And we graduated to the point where now we've got the Bluetooth set up and stereo on our bikes and everything else. So... And if you want to catch more bike rides, you can go to dansbikerides.com. We've got all of our shows up there in history. And I just, I can't listen to anything beyond 5 years there because we were ridiculous.
But go way back and listen to the gardening show.
That's right. We had
which is where we
discovered Courtney Barnett.
Courtney Barnett with the Avant Gardener.
Absolutely. You can also find Bike Rides by podcast. You just get your podcast app to find it. It's easy. And if you want to send us an email, you can send that to bikerides.dan@gmail.com. Again, that's bikerides.dan@gmail.com. You can email your compliments, your suggestions, your threats, anything you want to that address, and we'll respond. You can listen to this show each week on KMSU and, of course, in Mankato at 89.7 and 91.3 in Austin here. It's also available online every Friday at 1 o'clock. You can just listen with the KMSU app. These Amper's sister stations, they're a lot alike in that they're all different. everybody does a lot of variety, and that's what I've liked about listening to KAXE is the variety that I get, different hosts, and I'm starting to pick and choose which ones are my favorites, and, just kind of like you do with KMSU, which, so if you'd like to check out either station, go to kmsu.org or kaxe.org, 24 hours a day. No eras, no genres, no borders, no parameters. That's the way we love it, and that's what independent public radio is all about, and the Amper's network as well. We're on Facebook, too. Search for Bike Rides. Hank is my co-host. I'm Dan, your host, and we're about to finish out this show.
Yeah, we want to thank everyone for riding along.
And we'll see you at Grand Rapids River Fest this Saturday. We're going to finish out with Courtney Barnett, two in a row, Hank, to finish it out here. And, of course, we're going to play our favorite Avant Gardener. But we're going to start it off with a different one called Elevator Operator. And we'll see you next week, folks. 1 o'clock on the Bike Rides on the Radio show.
up at a quarter past nine. Fair of Aces, way down the 96th tram line. Breakfast on the run again. He's well aware. He's dropping soil in seed. Vegemite crumbs everywhere. Feeling sick at the sight of his computer. He dodges his way through the Swanson commuters. Rips off his tie, hands it to a homeless man sleeping in the corner of a metro bus stand. He screams, I'm not gonna work today. Gonna count the minutes that the trains run late. Sit on the grass building pyramids out of coke cans. Headphone wielding to the Nicholas building. He trips on a pothole that's not been filled in. He waits for an elevator, 129. A lady walks in and waits by his side. Her heels are high and her bag is snakeskin. Hair pulled so tight you can see her skeleton. Thick as perfume on her breath. A tortoiseshell necklace between her breasts. She looks him up and down with a Botox frown. He's well used. Here for perception and clarity. I like to imagine I'm playing SimCity. All the people look like ants from up here. And the wind's the only traffic you can hear. He said all I ever wanted to be was an elevator operator. Can you help me please? Don't jump, little boy. Don't jump off that roof. You got your whole life ahead of you. You're still in your youth.
Now here's a little snippet of Courtney Barnett talking about the success of her double EP, A Sea of Split Peas, from 2013, which contains the song you're about to hear, Avant Gardener.
It's definitely not something that I was expecting at all. It's like I made half of it in my bedroom and it brought me overseas for the first time, which you know, was kind of a real surprise, a nice surprise. But yeah, it's kind of cool. It's just like a next step in things in my life.
Yeah.
Riders and listeners, a post-production message from Dan here. After editing out nearly everything Hank said on the show today, we now have room for this bonus, rare, unreleased track from Courtney Barnett. This is Things to Consider Before RSVPing to a Party.
You said you liked me at a party. I said, oh, well, your flatmate was drinking whiskey. You asked me to get you some. I stole your key from your apartment so you'd have to come around. Stuck balls of cotton to my sneakers so I wouldn't make a sound. I disconnected the gas heating then suggested movie nights. It got colder, you moved closer so I cooked us party pie. And I did everything to not let you know I liked you. Walking chairs and coughing loudly, putting on your favorite song, standing hidden in the pantry, hoping you will come along. Like tracing lines into a napkin to the shadows of your face, like dropping you to choir practice on my year 12 study break. And I did everything to not let you know I liked you. Outside the party, it was raining. You were hailing me a cab. I had a plane at 7:30. Rain was dripping down my back. I'm pretty sure you said you liked me, but a bottle splashed on where you lent me your roadmap of Melbourne. I pretended not to care. And I can't stop thinking about what would have happened if I hadn't gone to Melbourne the day after. I just want you to know there's still a spot left on my keyring just for you.
Thanks for riding along, Austin. Man, kiddo. Grand Rapids and Bemidji. Not that good at breathing in.
Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Join us for the 5th Annual Grand Rapids River Fest, Saturday, September 6th, presented by KAXE, the City of Grand Rapids, and sponsored by Grand Rapids State Bank. The lineup features Courtney Barnett, Margot Price, Jeremy Albino, and Alan Sparhawk. Come along for a day of great music along the banks of the Mississippi River. Tickets available now at Grand Rapids.